Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, we're going to read verses 7 through 10. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 10. And we'll read these responsively, so if you join me on verse number 8. Revelation 20, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sands of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this Sunday night service. Thank you that you planned for us to have church on Sunday nights, and thank you that the faithful folks are here this evening and that we can gather together around the preaching of thy word. Thank you for the blessing we've already received. Now, Lord, we ask you to anoint our preacher with your power. Help us to listen. Help us to let our hearts be touched and changed by you. We love you, Lord. Amen. You can be seated.
I know it's scary when you hear me say something like this, but I won't be long this evening. I promise you, I won't. The title of tonight's sermon will sound a bit odd. If you'll give me a moment, we'll qualify it in its introduction and application. I call it the devil's strengths that we should develop in our lives. The devil's strengths that we should develop in our lives. We read from Revelation chapter 20. In verse number 8, the Bible speaks of how the devil had deceived nations. It's very obvious the devil has a powerful influence. He has been very, very productive. He has some very strong abilities, and he has influenced so many. If you think of all that he has influenced and the impact that he has made, I would say that the devil knows what he's doing. There may be some things about him that we might want to look at and see if we could develop some of those tenacities and those qualities. I do not think that the devil does not run a rinky-dink, little, unorganized group of rebels. I think he knows what he's doing. He is very organized. Some of you ought not let the devil out-organize you. He is very successful at accomplishing his bad. How sad that Satan practices some productive behaviors that we don't even practice. Could we learn something from Satan? Could we actually learn a few good things from a very bad devil? I think we could. I see some things in the Bible about Satan that are almost compliments to him. And I think it would be very, very sad that there are some things that Satan does better than you and I. I think that we ought to maybe glance at a few of those things and ask ourselves, now, why is it that Satan knows this, Satan can do this, Satan does this, but I won't even do that. I'm a born-again child of God. These points will be quick. They will be simple. Just hear me out for a few minutes. For instance, the devil knew who Jesus Christ was. The devil knew who Jesus Christ was. Listen to this verse. Mark 1:24, it says, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. You hear what was said right there? Now let me tell you who's speaking. Demons were speaking. Let me read to you again the verse, and I want you to understand some demons have spoken. It says, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Jesus had gone into Capernaum. He went into the synagogue, and there was a man there that was possessed of devils. And the man with the unclean spirits, these unclean spirits speak to Jesus, and they say, I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now, it is obvious that they did not know Jesus as Savior, but they knew that he was the Savior. They knew of his power. Now, let me explain. Here are some demons that are looking up to who Jesus was. Now, they might not have liked him, but I'll promise you this, they respected him, and they knew of his power. And here it is said, I know you're the Holy One come of God. It would be a good idea for you and I to realize Jesus is the Holy One come from God. They recognize his power. They recognize his ability. And they recognize his position. Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you? The devil knew that Jesus was the Holy One of God. If I were you, I wouldn't use his name in vain. If I were you, I'd make sure that your reverence for Jesus is awful high. Here we see that even the devil knew exactly who Jesus was. And so I say, number one, I say a strength of these demons was that they knew exactly who Jesus Christ was. Secondly, the Bible says that the devil believes. The devil believes. Listen to this verse. James chapter 2 verse 19 says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Now let me explain something. Here the scripture says the devils believe and they also tremble. But the very first part of the verse, it says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe. Here it says the devils are smart enough, though, that there's one God, although there are all sorts of cults out there that don't believe in our triune God being one God. They don't believe in the Trinity. The devil's smarter than the cults. The devils have more belief in the doctrine of the Trinity than some of those foolish cults out there. But notice, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. And the scripture says, the devils also believe and tremble. Now the devils do not believe on Jesus Christ as Savior, but I know this, they knew that if he said it, it would come to pass. Right. The devils knew, they said, watch out, this fellow right here, he is the Holy One come from God. If he says something, get out of the road, it's going to happen. Now, wouldn't it be good if you and I were able to say, here he comes, this is Jesus. If he says anything, it's going to come to pass. It seems to me like the devils have more faith than we do. They hate God, but they knew his word would come true. Satan could depend on God to do what God said. Bible tells us that Satan is fighting furiously toward the end because he knows he has very little time. What's that mean? He's got faith that Jesus is coming again. He believes that Jesus is coming again. He believes that his reign of terror will come to an end. And you and I, we sit back and get comfortable and are lethargic. We know Jesus is coming again. We're born again. We're part of the family of God. But the devil has more faith in the coming of Jesus and is working harder toward the end than the average Christian is. Wouldn't it be sad if the devil believed more than you and I believed? Satan could depend on God to do what he said. Shouldn't we? The devil knew Jesus, knew Christ, knew who he was, the Holy One come from God. Not only that, the devil believed. Thirdly, may I say, the devil trembles. The devil trembles. The Bible says in James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. I think the devil and the devils must believe in God's great power. I believe, and here the Bible's teaching us, they tremble because of that power. They believed he could punish if he wanted to punish. That would cause you to tremble. I think that they believed he could punish who he wants to punish. I think the devils believe he could punish when he wants to punish. I think they believe he could punish how he wants to punish. The devils trembled at the thought that this was God, and they believed what he said, and they trembled at the thought of his awesome power and the fact that he'll keep his word. Shouldn't we tremble? Somebody here tonight needs to tremble. Would it be possible that the devil has more respect in his humility and trembling toward God than you? Now, folks, you get out of God's will. You get out of God's will and know you're out of God's will. You get out of God's will and know you're out of God's will and choose to stay out of God's will. You ought to be trembling.
Yes, sir.
If you're not trembling, the devil's smarter than you. The devil trembles. Why? The devil knows what he's got coming. The devil trembles. Why? He knows how powerful God is. The devil trembles. Why? The devil knows God said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the devil said, we tremble in his presence. We tremble about our future. We know what's coming. I'd hate to think that the devil had enough sense to tremble about his respect for God, and some Christian doesn't tremble. It wouldn't hurt America to tremble at the thought of God again, and America to tremble at the thought of God's judgment. Wouldn't hurt Christians to tremble at the thought that I believe our God is a God of love, but the Bible also says he is a God of wrath. The Bible says that our God could discipline and punish, and our God is very powerful. God won't always come when our calamity comes. There's coming a day when people are going to pay a great, great price for turning their back on God. But you see, here I see the devil trembles. I guess we could learn from that. The devil knew who Jesus was, the Holy One. We can learn from that. The devil believed. Not on him, but the devil believed and knew exactly who he was. The devil trembled. I believe this. I believe the devil and the demons, that they knew that Christ had the way of salvation. They knew that. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 and 17, it says this. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. The devil knew that what Paul taught about salvation was the way of salvation. The devil knew that. The devil knew that Jesus was the Savior. The devil knew that Jesus was God's Son. Now, shouldn't we believe that? Shouldn't we understand that? Hey, I hate to think it, and I don't think we have a problem, not at all with this, but you need to understand that salvation is by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You need to understand that Jesus is the Savior. You don't work your way to heaven, nor do you work to keep yourself saved. It's a gift once for you, and Jesus gives it to you. The devil knew exactly what it took to be saved. He understood that salvation was through Jesus Christ and not by the works of man, and the devil understood that. And here it says, we know the way of salvation. Don't you think Satan knows the right way of salvation? Sure he does. It's time for some of you to clear up in your thinking. If you somehow sit in this auditorium tonight and you wonder if you have to work your way to heaven, it's time for you to get as smart as the devil. The devil knows that nobody's ever worked their way to heaven. The devil knows that. That is the biggest false doctrine on the face of the earth today. It is work salvation. Your salvation is by grace through faith. And it is not of yourself. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. And if the devil's smart enough to know it, mankind ought to be smart enough to understand it. But not only that, I see number five, that the devil knew who Christ's real servants were. The devil knew the difference between the right kind of preachers and the wrong kind of preachers. Again, I read a passage of Scripture to you. Acts chapter 19, verse 13, it says, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. There was seven sons of Scythia, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. The evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Here's what happened. Some false so-called preachers tried to take on some evil spirits. The devil's spirit, as these false preachers are trying to take them on, said, now, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who in the world are you? Who in the world are you? You're a fake. And the Bible says the spirits got all over them. These evil spirits drained them or drove them out of that house. The evil spirit took over. Now look, Satan knows who the real men of God are. He knows who they are. Wouldn't it be smart if you would know? Wouldn't it be smart if you could get to the point where you know where the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, and you understand it well enough that every time you turn on religious television, just because somebody opens up a Bible and uses the word God or Jesus every once in a while, you think, oh, that guy, he's of God. Well, he's not of God if he's not right with the doctrines of the Bible. And some of you just sold up the river so easily, you think anything that has the word church hanging on the shingle out front, that it's the right kind of a church, and as long as they talk about Jesus every once in a while and God, then it's okay. Hey, anybody that's teaching a false doctrine on salvation is a cult. It's wrong. And it's wrong. It is wrong, and you need to stay away from it. You ought to look at the primary doctrines of this Bible and know them well enough so when you turn on the PTL club, yeah, is that still on? When you turn on the PT, it's not on anymore. Well, you know which show I'm talking about, man. When you turn that trash on and you start watching everybody and their form of godliness that deny the power thereof, you ought to know not to get sucked into that trash. The devil, I love it. Jesus we know. Paul we know. But buddy, who in the world are you, sucker? You think we're afraid of you? You're on our side. We know who the opponent is. Too many are deceived by false teachers. Then, I believe that the devil knew the scriptures. We're looking at strengths that are attributed to the devil. Now, I disagree with the devil, and I hate the devil, but I can see here they did know who Jesus Christ was. The Bible says they do believe. The Bible says they do tremble. The Bible says they know the difference between the right kind of salvation and the false doctrine of salvation. The Bible teaches they knew who God's real servants were. Now the devil knows the scripture. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 6, the Bible says, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus is led into the wilderness to be tempted. That's what's taking place in the context of Matthew chapter 4. The devil is going to tempt him in the wilderness, and it's one of a few temptations that are placed upon Jesus. Jesus is taken to the pinnacle of the temple. And the devil says, hey, if you're God, throw yourself off of this pinnacle. And the devil actually quotes scripture to Jesus. The devil said, throw yourself off. You're going to be fine if you're really Jesus. And it was trying to get him to commit suicide. Why? He'd like him to jump off the top of the pinnacle and kill himself before he made it to Calvary, where he's nailed to a cross, because he would stop the fulfillment of the prophecy of what would take place on Golgotha. And the devil was using scripture to try to mess Jesus up. And the scripture was, he said, for it is written, this is the devil. The devil said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. What was the devil doing? The devil was quoting Psalm 91:11, where it says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And the devil was merely saying, Jesus, look, I've read the Bible, and I know the Bible promises that God's going to protect you. Throw yourself off, you'll be fine. How much scripture can you quote? When the devil comes to you and tempts you to do wrong, do you fight him with your own logic? Do you fight him with your own, and let me tell you this, folks, I know a lot of people of great character, but life will spiritually challenge you beyond your own character. There will come a day when you have to have God, not just your man-made character. When that day comes, you will, all your strength and all your ability and all your training and all your education will mean nothing, and you will need the power of the Holy Ghost of God, and you will need the power of the Scripture of God, and you better make sure you've got it when you need it. And I promise you, the devil can quote Scripture. The devil can quote Scripture. The devil knows what's going on in the Bible. And wouldn't it be sad if the devil knew the Bible in such a way that would put all of us to shame? And I think he does. But it ought to be our goal to know the Scripture, to know the Word of God. And so I see tonight a strength that this evil one possesses. He knew Christ. He did not trust Christ as Savior, but he knew him. He believed what the Bible said was true. He trembled. He knew the real way of salvation. He knew who the real servants of God were. He knew the Scripture well enough that he would quote it to God himself. Then, I think somehow the devil knows how a Christian ought to look. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15, it says, And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I think the devil knows how to make himself look like the real McCoy. I'll tell you what, if the devil knows how to look like a Christian, don't you and I think we ought to know how to look like a Christian? It says he's transformed into an angel of light. Light is something that you look at. Don't just and I realize just because somebody looks a certain way doesn't necessarily make them close to God. But let me say, the devil, for some reason, is given credit for the way he could transform himself to make himself look like what a Christian ought to look. It seems like you and I that are born-again Christians ought to want to look like Christians ought to look. Then this last point that I'll give you tonight, but don't get your shoes on yet, ladies. I see something that the devil does, and he does very well. And I think in Christianity, and I think in the realm of what we call fundamental independent Baptists, we ought to be concentrating on this a little bit more. The devil reaches people in high places. The devil reaches people in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Here the Bible is describing the devil's converts, if you will. The devil spends some time working on these principalities and powers. He works on these rulers, and he works at getting the spiritual wickedness into high places. When he's talking about high places, he's talking about positions of people. I tell you, I think all of you know that I believe in reaching the down and outer, and all of you know that I believe in reaching the poor, and all of you know that I believe in reaching children and reaching the youth. But if we're not careful, we're going to turn our back on some of the kinds of people that the devil goes after. You say, who's he go after? He goes after men. The devil goes after men. The devil goes after doctors. The devil goes after lawyers. The devil goes after the bosses. The devil goes after the politicians. And folks, let's never turn our back on that part of society. They need the gospel. We need to witness to them all and not be afraid of any of them. It's easy to witness to somebody that does not have much of an education. But let me say, if someone's got an education, they need Jesus too. If somebody's got money, they need Jesus too. And if somebody owns a business, they need Jesus too. And if somebody has capabilities, whether it be as a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it may be, they need Jesus too. Don't you be intimidated by those people. You see, Satan tries to reach capable people of the world, those that are at what we'd call the top of the totem pole of society. Now, they may be hard to reach. They may not be real interested in the gospel, but we ought to at least be giving it to them and giving them a chance to be saved. And Satan has a lot of power. Why? He reaches those kinds of people. He reaches those kinds of people. He knew how to influence people, and he knew how to influence leaders. And so, Revelation chapter 2, verse number 8, the Bible tells us that the devil had deceived the nations. And I see in that tremendous success. I see in that he had a plan. He followed through with that plan. I see some tremendous quality in the devil's plan and carrying out his plan. And I think there are some things about him, it might be good that we glance at them and say, you know something, the devil's got that quality right there. That might be something I ought to have as a Christian. If the devil can fight for his cause, shouldn't I fight for my cause? If the devil, who is bound for an eternal hell, can work hard at his cause, shouldn't I, who have inherited eternal life through Jesus Christ, shouldn't I be working with the same kind of vigor, with the same kind of commitment? Shouldn't I be doing that for Jesus? If the devil, who knew who Christ was, shouldn't I know Christ, the Holy One of God? Hey, if the devil believed, shouldn't I believe? If the devil trembled, shouldn't I tremble in my respect for God? If the devil knew the right way of salvation, shouldn't we? If the devil knew the difference between the real servants of God and the phony servants of God, shouldn't we? If the devil knows the scripture, and the devil knows how Christians ought to look, if the devil reaches people in high places, I would think you and I ought to say, you know something? I see something there. I want to give myself to the Lord like the devil's given himself to his cause. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm the kind of person that when I give myself something, give myself to something, I give my all to it. I just give my all. I hate the thought of what I would be if I were not a born-again Christian. I hate the thought of what I would be. I'm glad I'm saved because I get to give what energy I have to the cause of Christ. You know, I don't want somebody that's out living in the world, living for themselves and living for the devil, to give more to their cause than what I will give to my cause in Jesus Christ. Let's serve our God. Let's serve Him with the intensity and with the plan that even the devil uses to produce his own success. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never trusted Christ as Savior. He's real. Even the devil knows He's real. He's the Savior. Even the devil knows He's the Savior. He's the Son of God. Even the devil knows He's the Son of God. Salvation comes to you as a free gift. Even the devil knows that salvation is a free gift. If you're here tonight, you've never accepted that free gift. If you've never accepted Christ as Savior, I want to invite you to the Savior. In a moment, the men that are sitting on this platform will step down off the platform and post themselves down at the front of each aisle. If you're here and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, in a minute, I want you to just leave your seat, come down to the front, walk up to one of the men and say, I want to be born again. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. It may be that somebody out there, you're away from God. You ought to come back to God tonight. Maybe you've been saved and never made it public. You come tonight. Maybe you've been saved and never been baptized. You come tonight. Maybe it is. Got a little lazy in your Christianity. Hey, let's not let the devil have qualities of this sort and have them, and us not have them, and strive to give our God and give His cause our best, like the devil gives his best to his cause. If you need the altar, it will be